Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf Het, Mishnah Aleph, for a beged to become impure, if it was going to be Tumat Midras, it has to be a minimum of 3 by 3 tefahim. For it to be Tameh from all other impurities, it has to be a minimum of 3 by 3 etzpaot, fingers. Mishnah says, Shalosh al shalosh shenitana bechadur. If a piece of cloth was 3 by 3, and it was placed inside of a bowl in order to stuff it. The children in times of the Mishnah, they would take a type of outside that would be a bowl, and they would stuff it with hair or with different pieces of material. Or they took the cloth and they made it into a bowl on its own. They rolled it into a shape of a bowl, and they stitched it, and they fashioned it in a way that it was going to be a bowl going forward. Tehora cannot become tameh, because that type of a small piece of cloth loses its importance when it's used as stuffing or into a bowl. Aval shelosha al shelosha shenitano bachadur tameh. But if there's a cloth that's 3 by 3 tefahim that was placed inside a bowl as stuffing, it could become tameh with any type of tumah, including tumat midras, because a large piece of that nature is important even if it's used to stuff something. But if it was the piece of cloth that was 3 by 3 tefahim, if it was made into a ball itself, it was rolled up, it was stitched, it wasn't used as stuffing, we say there it tahor, it cannot become tameh with tumat midras, because the stitching over here makes it smaller than 3 by 3 tefahim and takes away from the minimum measurement needed to become tameh with tumat midras.